USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be spending part of his Friday in Michigan. The former Vice President delivering remarks on health care in Southfield, Michigan, and then heading to Detroit and meeting with faith leaders. As far as what's on the agenda for President Trump, USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
November 3rd is quickly approaching, and President Trump continues to pound the pavement. He delivers remarks at a Make America Great Again rally in Ocala, Florida, Friday afternoon at 3 Eastern. Then he'll head to Macon, Georgia to address a crowd at 6 Eastern time. On Saturday, there's a stop in Muskegon, Michigan to discuss supporting the American way of life. And the president will deliver remarks on supporting law enforcement later Saturday in Janesville, Wisconsin.
According to data out of the University of Florida, nearly 20 million people have already voted in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke for about 80 minutes on Thursday discussing a new coronavirus relief bill. Pelosi saying progress had been made regarding a deal. As far as if something will be done before the election, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen reminds everyone on Fox News.
We've all been very focused on the negotiations between the White House and Speaker Pelosi without recognizing that the huge impediment really is with the Senate Republicans and Mitch McConnell at this point in time.
Pelosi and Mnuchin are scheduled to talk through the weekend. There have now been over 8 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. The number is jumping by 1 million in less than a month as dozens of states see upticks in infections, particularly in the Midwest. Health experts warning that cases could surge as colder weather drives people inside. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instead of debating in person, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held competing town halls on different networks in different cities. The president spending a portion of his time discussing the coronavirus and the upcoming election on NBC in Miami. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Biden covered a number of subjects on ABC, including fracking, the Supreme Court, and the 1994 crime bill. As far as how both candidates were treated, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says,
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
President Trump was asked to denounce white supremacy, which he did now for at least the 10th time. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden wasn't asked anything about his son's email and the latest scandal going on with Hunter Biden. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.